It is Thursday, the 14th day of April. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Benanoska. She is the Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you.
I've looked at your schedule at Walton Arts Center, and I think you pause in August.
Maybe.
Maybe you pause
maybe
or
we
maybe
pause. Yeah. No, we keep going for quite a while. Yeah. Even when we finish up our season, which is, believe it or not, only a couple of months away, the hall is full of band camps with the university, and we start right in with a couple new shows over the summertime. So we might take a little break for a week or so in August, but we are rolling right now. We are full speed ahead, heading into the spring and into Artisphere and into our final Broadway show of the year, and off we go. It's great.
And let's see, the very next item on the calendar.
The very next item is tomorrow, Friday.
Right.
We have a world premiere performance of a piece composed by Augusta Reed Thomas, who is the visiting professor at the University of Arkansas with the McElroy Fellowship. And all signs point to this being quite an experience, quite a musical experience. Lots of people involved, many different choral groups. Lots of local school children and a brand new piece that no one has ever heard before, which is always fun and exciting. So that's Friday night at 7 p.m. in our big hall, Baumwalker Hall. And then Theater Squared also opens their final show of their fifth anniversary season on Friday. That's at 7:30. And that show is called Reasons to Be Pretty. It's a very hot new show just coming out of New York, four actors and actresses. And it's a tale of a modern, it's a modern love story, but it's got some twists to it.
An honest love story, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, honest is what we've heard. Yeah. The premise of the play is that there are two couples, and one of the males of the couples makes an offhand comment about how his girlfriend isn't as pretty as someone. And that just sets off this firestorm of conversation and, you know, anger and argument, and it's supposed to be funny, but also dark and very, very real and very honest. So I'm really, really looking forward to this one. This was one when I saw it came out on the Theater Squared season, I went, oh my gosh, I can't believe they got that. They got the rights to do the play because it's so fresh just out of New York.
It was nominated for a Tony for Best Play in 2008 or 9.
I mean, one of those. It's very recent.
Yes.
And for it to come here, I mean, I'm sure it's making the rounds of regional theater around the country, but for it to come here to a company that's only 5 years old, that's a great thing.
Exactly.
So that opens Friday night. The opening performance is at 7:30, and then the play runs for at least 2 weeks. So there's plenty of opportunities to see it. And you can get tickets to Theater Squared shows at the Walton Arts Center website as well. So that's Friday night. Then Sunday, we have a show that I have been looking forward to since January of 2009. This is Del McCoury, the Del McCoury Band, and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Both icons in their own musical genre, but now they've combined. And so they have an album that they have created together. They did it last year. They recorded it. And they loved the album so much that they decided they wanted to take it out on tour. So it's this combination of two very American art forms, and they're trying to explore where those two intersect. Bluegrass, you know, Del McCoury is like the granddaddy in this, you know, for that. And then the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, just such a huge symbol of New Orleans and of the music of New Orleans, and put them together, they're awesome. So that is Sunday at 7 p.m., and please don't miss it. If you love any kind of American music, you really want to come see this one. So that's Sunday. Then we have two concerts on the 19th and the 20th with the University of Arkansas Music, the Campus Band and the Wind Symphony, and the Concert Band and the Wind Symphony.
And a lot of relative recent music, music written in the last 20 years, certainly music written in the last 50 or 60 years.
I enjoyed the interview. I heard some of the interview last night, and it was very interesting to hear, you know, the different kinds, how they build a program of all these different variations of music. I think that's going to be great. Both of those shows are at 7:30 on the 19th and the 20th. Then we begin to roll right into Artisphere, and we kick off our Artisphere Festival. And Artisphere, for those who don't know, is a six-week festival celebrating art, nature, and sustainability. trying to introduce the artist's voice into the conversation about sustainability. And so we're going to kick off on Earth Day, which is Friday the 22nd. We will have a opening reception at our brand new exhibition in our gallery called Garden as Muse. Five different contemporary artists who are exploring how gardens are their inspiration, and sculpture, painting, watercolor, all of that. And so we'll have a opening reception there. But the part that I'm just so excited about, we just added this. There's this band called the Depew Brothers, and they are classically trained musicians who have crossed over into bluegrass. They also bring in rock and blues and other art forms, and they will perform for free on Tyson Plaza as part of our kickoff event. So all of that starts at 5:30 on the 22nd of April, Earth Day. There will be food and wine and beverages and music and art and just fun. We'll be selling festival passes. Hopefully the weather will be good so we can be outside and be enjoying the springtime. And off we go. And then that's when Artisphere begins officially.
And you have an Artisphere orchestra that will be performing?
Indeed. We have the Artisphere Festival Orchestra. This is a new concept for the Artisphere Festival. And it's actually a completely new concept for this part of the country. There are no festival orchestras around here. And what I mean by festival is you have different models of orchestras. You have resident orchestras. You have civic orchestras and community orchestras, but a festival orchestra takes this model, and what they do is they bring musicians from all over the world. They audition, and they all come together for no more than 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 weeks if they're lucky. Ours is only 10 days long, and they basically bring all of these incredible musicians together, and they put together an orchestra. More than 80 voices of instruments under one conductor, and they're going to perform three concerts with us. They'll perform a concert of American works, Italian works, and then they will perform with the finalists of the Fulbright Concerto competition.
And you can find out all about Artisphere at waltonartcenter.org, but there's a special website.
Correct. You can, if you're just browsing along in Google and you want to type in artisphere festival.org, that will tell you everything you need to know. I do want to let you know that passes for the festival are on sale right now, and this is an incredible deal. The pass costs $79, and if you purchase the pass, you get tickets to all events that go on for those 6 months. That includes the festival orchestra. That includes our Nature of Strings chamber music series and chapels throughout the region, all of our children's theater. We have three lectures by National Geographic photographers and speakers that are going to be wonderful. And we have other concerts. You know, we have Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem are coming back, and they're performing. There's just a plethora of events, and you get free tickets to all of them for only $79. Plus, you get access to special perks like VIP seating and open rehearsals where you can go watch the orchestra rehearse. It's just remarkable. And passes are available at artisphearfestival.org or waltonartcenter.org.
And information about any of these shows or any others?
waltonartcenter.org, artisphearfestival.org, or 443-5600.
Jody, thank you.
Thank you.